1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
All right, so tonight, vegetable-related stories, just for whatever reason. We've got them to start the show out with here. Last night, we mentioned there's a, like this vegan, I think we mentioned, there's a story about a vegan child that has been taken from, or a child that has been taken from vegan parents, or a vegan child. Mark, I'm not sure as to the details.
I don't think an 11-month-old can actually be called a vegan unless, it's forced upon them.
I know this story, actually, very well. Yes.
Okay, good. Well, I'm sure you'll have something to say.
Yeah, and it was the woman, she was breastfeeding, so the baby was, I guess, vegan by ingestion, kind of.
I see.
Yes. All right. Which would be like, you know, I eat cows that eat nothing but vegetation, so therefore I'm vegan too.
For how long does one simply breastfeed? I mean, at what point does one
introduce...
He's easier to look at. He's sitting straight across from me. And he's
how
new.
Long did you breastfeed, Mark?
He's new at this.
I never did.
No.
He just had a baby, 3 years ago now? Just had a third birthday?
Yeah, just turned three.
So, I mean, for how long does one normally do that until you introduce some sort of form of actual food?
You'd have to ask my wife.
You're paying attention, huh?
I just don't. You know, I did not, in my mind.
When was the first time you fed Jack?
I know that it happened.
Okay.
Okay. Bing. You're done. Gong. Age 4 months is when you start introducing some like bananas and cereal and things like that. But
gotcha.
But they continue to need. I nursed my kids for like 2 years each.
Mm-hmm.
I was breastfeeding every day for 7 years. Yep. Just wow. Moo.
Seven years.
Two years wouldn't be terribly unusual. I think my wife went for 18 months, but there are stories out there of people that breastfeed their kids until five and six.
Well, wait, I had three kids, though.
That's where the 7 years comes from. Okay. Yeah, I was going to clarify that. Thank you.
It sounded so provocative, though.
five years old, 6 years old, I've heard of these stories. It's really something.
But by that time, it's like a little... And then done.
Mm-hmm.
This is not, you know, you're not getting 32 ounces out of that booby at that point.
So, is that typical? 32 ounces? That seems like a lot.
A day? Oh, yeah. It's a big gulp.
That is a big gulp.
Oh, goodness.
So, that kind of brings into another question, like, at what point, if you are breastfeeding your child until age 5 or 6, like, at what point do people start to get weirded out by that?
I think that when the child can lift the shirt is when people start getting weirded out.
Aziza nursed until she was 18 months old,
mm-hmm.
and I was pregnant with Omar. And at this point, you know, she was eating, you know, I was making her eggs and, you know, like little plates of food and stuff. And it was more like a wake up in the morning, hi, mommy, and go to bed at night, you know, and just kind of, and she just, you call it suckling, so just for like not even a minute, maybe just 30 seconds.
Comfort situation.
Yeah, and this one morning, I was laying on the bed, and she would sit on my lap, and she'd go, and she'd like, right. and then this one day, she said, no more booby nook for Ziza, it's for the baby. Mm-hmm. And that's what she called it, was booby nook. And I was like, really? And she said, nope, just juice for Ziza. And that was it. I didn't have to wean her.
She made her own decision then.
She made her own decision. And then when she was 2 and a half, we were in Egypt. Omar, at this point, was 6 months old and was nursing. She was bit by a poisonous spider and got blood poisoning. And,
oh, dear.
Yeah, 105 fever, delirious, horrible, horrible situation.
Wow.
And she was lying in my arms naked, and I had Omar in my other arm, and it was 120 degrees. I couldn't find air conditioning. It was a disaster. And I just thought I was going to be sitting there until my daughter died. I mean, it was awful. And she, in her delirium, turned toward me, and I don't know if it was instinct or sense of smell. She started nursing, and I'm like, great.
Yeah.
And she ended up then nursing again for like 4 months at that point. The antibodies in it saved her life.
I would say that's true.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So, I mean, the reason I went that direction with it was because, you know, a lot of people have issues with the way some parents will choose to raise their kids. And I would think that the only reason...
everybody has issues with the way all parents
choose to raise their kids.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can talk to anyone and they've got some opinion as to how you should raise your kid.
But people that
hate children will give you an opinion on how you should raise
your
kid.
People that don't have children.
Yeah,
but it's one thing to have an opinion. It's another thing to do something like call in the government to steal someone's kids away because you have a different opinion or because the government has a different opinion. And so the only reason why it would seem weird to somebody to have a five-year-old suckling on mom's breast is because they have some sort of a hang-up about the issue of breasts in the first place, or breastfeeding, or just, you know, they believe that breasts by themselves are sexual, or that...
If I showed you my breasts right now, would you think it was sexual?
No, I wouldn't. You are showing the camera, but... Well, actually, no, I don't think the cam's on. Thanks for the reminder. Let me turn the cam on here, just in case. Although
it probably would violate
terms of service if you were to do that. Because... some people think that breasts by themselves are a sexual thing, and so involving children in that would likely also get some people very, very upset when there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing. I mean, that's a completely innocent act. It's not sexy to have a child suckling on your breast for milking purposes, whether that child is one, two, or five.
In the fairness of disclosure and knowing that you have revealed some very personal and intimate things about yourself on here, and the fact that my kids are now all teenagers, I don't really think that anyone's going to come and accuse me of child molestation or something at this point. But I called what is known as La Leche League.
Mm-hmm, I've heard of them.
Yep. When my daughter was about 5 or 6 months old.
La Leche, isn't that Spanish for milk?
The milk, yep. And I was laying down, which was my preferred method of nursing her. And I was laying on my side, and I was nursing her, and I got sexually aroused, not by her nursing. I'm just horny, I guess.
So just because.
Because I'm always horny, I guess. But I was freaked out. I was really, you know, I was a really young mom.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have anyone to talk to because all my friends were, like, you know, getting degrees and PhDs, and they were looking at me like, you're doing what? And so I called the Leche League, and thinking that I had an organization there that could, you know, help me through that, because I clearly knew I was not sexually attracted to my daughter and wasn't sexually stimulated by the breast thing, you know.
Sure.
And they wanted to call the police.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I was
And you'd called them
yeah.
to consult. This
and is... then I ended up crying and saying, "Will you wait?" And I heard myself trying to convince them that I wasn't a sexual predator in any way, but it gave me so many horrible feelings. And fortunately, I had a good girlfriend that had, you know, she was a year ahead of me and having babies and stuff. And she's like, oh, yeah, that happened to me one time. And it was just like, whatever. Just don't even think about it.
Wow. That's shocking and really disturbing, because you just can't do anything right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as raising kids, it seems like everybody's got something to say. And if you don't like what they think, then they're going to call the police on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry. Can people please find better ways to communicate to one another that they don't agree with a particular approach? Isn't that usually just about enough? I mean, unless there's actual child molestation going on or rape, and even in those cases, I would prefer to see the police stay out of it. I prefer to have, you know, community come together in some way to intervene rather than... I mean, you would never advocate calling the cops on somebody, right?
I have never called the cops or the state against anyone, so no. I do not advocate the intervention of the state. But then again, you know...
it could be out of the frying pan into the fire when you call the state. I mean, they could...
But I don't even like to look at it like that, because then that's, you know, does the end justify the means? I don't think that the end justifies the means, so I try not to think about things like that. I just think that using the state is authorizing aggression and violence against people, period. And
well, I think that... you know, to me, it depends on the degree of the thing. I mean, obviously, there are people that see a rapist behind every tree. Mm-hmm. And there are far more of those people that see rapists behind every tree than there are rapists.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for me, when you're...
or a child molester on every playground or whatever.
Right. I need to see evidence. I'm not going to just go report something of, you know, oh, I heard this. You know, I'm talking about real evidence. If a child is harmed physically... then, you know, and it seems like it was done not by a mistake, but by, you know, some kind of intent, yeah, then I've got a problem.
All right, let's come back here with more. You're certainly welcome to share your thoughts on breastfeeding, but we actually haven't even got into the issue of this child being taken away.
No, no.
Or, excuse me, killed.
The child died, and the parents were arrested.
We'll get back to it.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the webcam there. Go to cam.freetalklive.com and you will see us here in the studio. You can listen to the show that way, of course. You can also chat there in our chat room, which is built into the very same page at cam.freetalklive.com, the Free Talk Live webcam brought to you by memorydealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They're in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. As we continue here, I finally got it straight, Mark. What you're telling me is that there are parents that have been charged with a criminal act because their child died, ostensibly from having a vegan diet.
Well, there's going to be an autopsy done. Let me read this. This is a blog post about an article. I did look at the article just to, you know, to verify that as best I can these stories are true. I do my best. It's from Natural News. And this is written in a blog style, so understand that. In the latest outrage of the global vegan police, and they make a good point here. I'm not going to support the vegan, way of eating. It bothers me a little bit, but I think that he makes an incredibly good point in this about the way people approach veganism from the outside. In the latest outrage of the local vegan police striking out against those who follow a healthy diet, a couple in France is now facing up to 30 years in prison because they refused to feed their baby junk infant formula instead of breastfeeding her.
Mm.
The baby died at 11 months of age, which is a tragedy in and of itself. For as far as I'm concerned, if there's a crime committed here, the parents have been punished by it because their child died.
Yeah.
If you have never had a child, then you don't know what a devastating thing this must be, is to have, you know, an 11-month-old dead baby on your hands.
I mean, well, I can only imagine. I mean, I've had dogs die on me, and that's been pretty crushing for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take that and multiply it times something to make baby. I'm not sure.
Because it's just not the natural order of things. You're supposed to die before your child.
Right.
It's just a thing.
When the ambulance workers arrived and found the baby dead, instead of consoling the parents, they called the police. Why? Because the parents are vegans. Because the parents were vegans, an autopsy was performed and found that the baby was deficient in vitamin A and B12, which the deputy prosecutor claimed that had been related to the vegan diet of the parents.
Everyone is depleted in vitamin B12. Everyone.
Where was this again?
In France.
Okay.
The couple has now been charged with food deprivation followed by death and faces up to 30 years in prison. For one, if the baby's being breastfed, how is the husband at fault? I'm just wondering.
That's a fair question.
So
maybe because he should have taken charge and made sure that baby
shoved a chicken down his wife's throat.
There is the point, though, that if the child is being exclusively breastfed at that point, at 10 months of age, they're not probably getting enough calories.
Okay.
I mean, you can live, you know, like for the first, they say the first year, babies can, you know, milk is sufficient, but, you know, it's near the end of that year. So cereal, I'm sure, should have been introduced and some fruits and other micronutrients and everything. But that's more to prepare them for their second year. That's really
show
not
them how to eat.
Yeah, exactly.
The one thing we're not being told here is that among who knows what else is wrong with the child. If they've got a vitamin A, vitamin B12 deficiency, I suspect there's a lot of people with those stuff running around right now. Just so you're getting this straight, going on with the article here, keep in mind that the ambulance has shown up and found a dead baby in a family whose cupboards were stuffed full of, if their cupboards were stuffed full of junk food and fast food, sugary cereals, McDonald's food wrappers, frozen pizza, ice cream, and donuts, that would not have seemed suspicious at all.
That's nauseating.
Yeah, it's scary. You could have a baby die with a half-eaten bacon double cheeseburger in his hand, and that wouldn't even raise an eyebrow. It's only the fact that the parents were vegans, and that was the reason the police were called.
Now, just for anybody that doesn't know, for whatever reason, vegan is not a vegetarian. Vegan is like the more extreme version of a vegetarian.
No dairy.
Yeah.
No, dairy, no animal fish. Product, animal-based products at all.
Right.
So not just dairy, but like, you know, eggs. If there's something that's been made out of a, you know, a horse in some, like some sort of horse hoof or whatever that they won't eat that either.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, but that would also be vegetarian. The difference between vegan and vegetarian is that vegetarians will eat some eggs as long as they have been fertilized and raw milk. As well as raw cheeses and things, and they're still technically a vegetarian. A vegan is no.
But what I mean by that,
they could drink homogenized milk, pasteurized milk, if they wanted to. That wouldn't be. But some people call themselves vegetarians and eat fish, which I think that if you don't consider fish, you know, to be animals or their flesh to be muscle, I don't know. I mean, it's bizarre to me, but some people will call themselves vegetarian if they eat fish.
I wish I was more versed on this, but Michelle, my understanding was a vegetarian is typically somebody. Please, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong on this, but a vegetarian is usually somebody who just doesn't eat meat. Just period, doesn't eat meat.
Vegan is strict, more strict than vegetarian.
Right, yeah. So a vegan would not eat, like, ice cream or, you know, anything else that could have any kind of animal-based byproduct at all in it.
Correct.
Period.
Correct. Right.
Okay.
So, what's this business about performing, on with the article, what's this business about performing an autopsy to determine if the baby was deficient in important nutrients? Do you realize that 90% of the babies in France and America are severely deficient in at least one other crucial nutrient, such as vitamin D, magnesium, or zinc? If having a vitamin-deficient baby is a crime, then virtually all parents who consume mainstream processed food diets are criminals. But, of course, prosecutors never demand autopsies of dead babies of parents who eat processed junk food. That's just considered normal. And this is a really great point. The baby wasn't vegan. The parents were, and they're prosecuting the parents for their diet, and it's bizarre.
Well, and the interesting thing about milk is like, or breast milk is that what you consume does affect the taste of your breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
But so, like, if you have garlic, there it can be a little bit more bitter, and if you drink alcohol, of course, it goes through your bloodstream and things like that. But the production of the milk itself is—it's not as I think you call it a zero-sum game, where it just what you put in to your mouth doesn't necessarily translate completely
through
your breath.
It'll take nutrients out of your bones.
Absolutely, it does take nutrients out of your bone, out of your organs, out of your brain, and that's why you see women when they're pregnant and nursing kind of are a little dizzy. They're actually losing brain function on account of that little parasite.
Wow. The next section of the article is, watch out, vegans. They're coming for you. Vegan children, for example, are not obese or diabetic. They don't die of cancer at age 7 either. Yet, and he cites a case, I guess, of a child with cancer, yet is incredibly common among children whose parents feed them cheese, bacon, pork, or sausage. But raising an obese, overweight child on animal products isn't considered a crime. You see, only feeding
not
a child raw fruits and vegetables is criminal. And he says, beware, vegans. They're out to get. They really are out to get you. So he's got goes on here, and it's very interesting.
We'll continue with this discussion in a moment at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you'd like. Just dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have there completely free. Those features, by the way, include listening options. Got a broadband version, dial-up version of the stream there that you can listen to the show 24 hours a day. The latest episode is streaming there all the time. Plus, our 93 great radio stations from coast to coast. You can go and see what those are over at listen.freetalklive.com. Our free-to-air satellite channel should have some interesting new satellite news coming up probably on Monday, but I can't say much more than that right now. Webcam, listen lines. Well, I guess I can say it. I've got the agreement. We just haven't started.
You never do it.
You can do whatever you want.
Should I jinx it, Mark? Do you think I'll jinx it?
I don't think you will, but I don't believe in jinxing.
Well, we're going to be on XM.
Sweet.
Starting tonight.
Yes.
But not this hour of the show. The second and third hours of the show. So XM listeners will not be hearing this. So we'll talk to the XM folks on Monday when I confirm that we actually did start tonight. And I'll announce it officially once we have confirmed that it's good to go. But the signed agreement came in today, so that's pretty exciting. So also, beyond that, there's our free-to-air satellite channel, the webcam, the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can call long distance and listen that way. So plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live in your ears. That's listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
If you're regularly taking prescription medications and you're getting those from a local pharmacy, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. Right there on that page, they have the on the left-hand side is the option to become a member. You can read through all the information, but if you click Become a Member on the left-hand side, they'll call you back the next day, or if it's when you do it, it's business hours, they'll talk to you then. Their customer service is excellent. I've been to their offices. Their products are tested in order to make sure they're authentic. There's no generic. They do offer generics if you want generics. But you're getting what you pay what you pay for, whether it's Viagra, Cialis, Beneva, Ablify, Lipitor, Nexium, or Zetia. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. We continue here taking your phone calls about whatever you want, but continuing now to discuss this issue of the parents that have been charged over in France with, what was the crime? Do you happen to have that handy again?
It was endangering not feeding your kid. Was
ultimately murder. Will be what the charge is.
Of their own child.
Of their own child.
Who was 11 months old at the time of death. And was found to be deficient in vitamin A, B12, was it?
Yes.
A and B12, yeah.
And the allegation is that the reason for this is because the parents were vegans. And both mom and dad have been charged in this case, presumably because it's some sort of a neglect issue.
This is so ridiculous. I mean, my kids and I have eaten organically, really clean, healthy foods. You guys have eaten with me. I mean, I serve 3 to 5 vegetables, on the plate. And, I mean, like the dinner we had tonight had,
yeah,
like 4 vegetable servings, including, everything. So so I'm a strong proponent of healthy eating. And still, a couple years ago, Aziza was anemic. And, we had some blood work done on her. And she was deficient.
An iron deficiency, right?
Iron deficient.
Not uncommon in women.
Yep. She was vitamin D deficient. It was wintertime and hadn't been outside. And you need to be out in the sunshine in order to have your body convert into vitamin D. And, vitamin A, you get that through beta carotene. Your body converts beta carotene into vitamin A.
Yeah, so what are the chances that somebody who's a vegan isn't eating beta carotene? Right?
No kidding.
I mean, that doesn't make much sense. Beta carotene is in all the yellow and orange
and
vegetables.
And red vegetables, yep.
So that doesn't make any sense to me. Mm-hmm. You don't get beta carotene from Cheetos.
They're orange, though.
So, yeah, so even with being very conscious of what we were eating, we were still deficient in some minerals and vitamins and,
Sure. Apparently that's a criminal act in France. And really what this is that these people are different. They chose to raise their child in a different manner than the average person. And it's just, it's bad in Western culture to do things not on the average
method. I'm not going to say that I don't know if this is bad or not. I don't know.
I'm not saying it's bad.
Well, I don't know if it is or isn't.
I have no opinion.
Right,
it's
maybe
their
it
kid.
Is. Right, that's kind of how I feel, is that whatever punishment, if, in fact, eating a vegan diet and nursing your child will cause that child to die, the punishment for that behavior is taken care of.
Nearly all Hindi people are vegetarians in India.
Okay.
So tell me more from this.
Somehow or another, they're making it.
Blog
right.
post over at naturalnews.com.
Yeah, they go on with, beware vegans, they really are out to get you. I've heard numerous cases of parents having their children taken away by Child Protective Services in the United States solely because they pursued a vegan diet. Remember, the state is tyrannical. Always has been and always will be. The state believes that if you don't conform to the cancer-causing junk food diet that's advertised on television, then there's something weird about you. And there's probably something wrong with your baby, too.
Well, I think Michelle was on to something earlier when she suggested that the other way around would also eventually be a problem. I mean, that is that children that are overweight or obese, eventually you are going to see more government control in that area.
Eventually,
as well.
But at this point, people are calling it an epidemic, but nobody's doing anything about
there
it.
There are calls to regulate that kind of thing and have children get their BMI checked at
but
school.
But those people aren't causing problems.
Right.
It's the vegetarians and the vegans that are saying, don't vaccinate your kid. Don't put your kid in state-sponsored schools where they're going to have to eat this garbage, where they're going to be fed a bunch of garbage in their head. Not to say that vegans are more conscious than other people, but the fact is that I'm going to say they're more conscious than someone that eats at McDonald's 3 times a day, certainly. So why would the government have to worry about people that are sitting on the couch watching American Idol and eating their Mickey D's? There's nothing to...
Well, you could argue that as the government becomes more involved in healthcare, and it already is very involved, that as it becomes more involved and you get closer to a single-payer situation, they'll see that all of this obesity is causing health problems, and that means that it's increasing the budgets or increasing the amount that these government agencies would be spending on whatever surgeries slash health care that these
but
folks would need.
But those people will be easy to pick off. You know what I mean? Because they're, at that point, I think people that feed their bodies in that way are already a bit lazy and apathetic.
Mm. Vegans are sort of segregated in our society to the very fringe weirdness, is what, you know, they're classified as. They're the same as the Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints fundamentalist folks. I mean, that's how people tend to view them. I'm sorry. I mean, whose other children do they want to take away? What's that?
You mean Mormons?
No, the really Mormon ones. The fundamentalist Jesus
LDS.
Christ.
No, it's a good point. The FLDS. Yeah, it's a good point that you're making because they did take away their children, right. Or they have taken away the FLDS children, and they would likely do that to these folks.
You
want to
know who the weirdest of people in society are? Just look whose kids they're trying to take away. Then you'll know. I mean, that's, you know, it's an easy a barometer.
Continue, Mark. More?
So, yes. He says they'll call the police and have you investigated. They will take your child and throw you in prison. And that's what's happening now in case after case around the world with vegans. So what to do? Well, for one thing, if you're on a vegan diet, don't forget the B12 and the omega-3 fatty oils. Two nutrients that do tend to be very low in many who pursue vegan diets.
So eat olives and avocados.
Vegan diets require a lot of nutritional monitoring just to make sure that you don't leave a few things out. Just as importantly, be prepared to fight the state for your right to raise your baby on breast milk. The state, you see, is utterly corrupted by corporate interests and believes that you're supposed to be feeding your baby processed junk infant formula made by powerful corporations. The infant formula, of course, contains cow's milk, proteins, soy proteins extracted with the toxic solvent hexane, I'm not familiar with this, or even the DHA in many infant formula products is essentially synthetic. Just remember, this is the stuff the state wants you to feed your baby. Never admit to the state authorities that you're raising your baby on a vegan diet. This immediately raises suspicion.
I bet they answered the questions honestly.
I'm sure they did.
Asked.
This immediately raises suspicion among the state child protective enforcement morons who have zero nutritional knowledge, and then will probably still run their own fundraisers by selling donuts to their families.
You know, Mark, how sad is it that on this program we frequently, I mean, just this week, we advocated to folks, look, if you didn't call the cops, don't answer the damn door. There's no good that can come from talking to these people. It seems like it's getting to the point where you shouldn't be answering the questions of the paramedics either.
Yeah, this guy goes on to say, am I suggesting you lie to Child Protective Services?
Yes
I am.
Better yet, don't even talk to them. 1-800-259-9231. But if you've got an experience where you can actually give us some expertise, we'd be happy to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry. Only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too.
We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there for free. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And if you want to support the show, you may do so by going to promote.freetalklive.com. That is where you'll find a list of things that you can do, like print out flyers or business cards or add web graphics and banners to your website, etc. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to get those details and help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. That's promote.freetalklive.com. Now, we're talking about a news story out of France, but don't think for a moment that just because you're not in France that something like this couldn't happen to you and your family. We're talking about an 11-month-year-old baby that has died, and the autopsy has yet to be performed. Is that correct?
No, the autopsy has been performed.
It has been.
And that's how they determined that the baby was deficient in vitamin A.
Sorry, I thought that was a preliminary determination. So the baby was deficient in these things. It has died, and the allegation is that the reason it's deficient is because mom and dad were vegans. Mom was breastfeeding the child as its primary source of food, or in this case, maybe its sole source of food.
Could be.
And
it wouldn't be terribly unusual.
Did you mention that it was 30 years in prison these folks are facing?
Yeah. Yep. Up to 30 years.
It's just so crazy.
Absurd. Totally absurd. Now, you know that this is going to translate now into jailing women who are in a bar and they have a drink and they're pregnant, right?
Mm. Smoke cigarettes.
Endangering a baby. If you eat poorly or you don't, not even poorly. I don't think vegans have a poor diet. I think that, you know, my friends who do vegan diets properly are the healthiest people I know. So now we're going to take it back even further so that when you're pregnant, you are going to be.
Right. The suggestion here is they own you.
Yeah, you must do as we say. If you do not raise your child and feed your child in the way that we, the state, have determined is most appropriate, then you will face punishment.
But And at this point, I see no evidence that this child died from the diet that the mother was eating. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. So this child's no more vegan than I am. Maybe just because I eat cows that eat nothing but oats and grass and things like that does not make me vegan. The child was nursing from its mother, eating an animal product, a primate milk, and, this child isn't vegan.
Well, I see where you're coming from on that. It doesn't matter whether the child is vegan or not. What matters is the issue that these people are being charged with a criminal act because of their choice of how to raise this child. And there are no shortage of stories like this. So, again, my point being that just because it's in France doesn't mean that if you're a parent in the United States or the UK or something like that, that you're safe, because there have been story after story here in the United States about parents that have different beliefs. Like, for instance, there's a certain ultra Christian fundamentalist parents that I'm trying to exclude you from that statement.
Okay.
You're a Christian, Michelle. You're not an ultra fundamentalist Christian. You're not the kind of mom who would say deny your children medical care should they need it. Right. Uh-oh.
Well,
I jumped to a conclusion.
Okay. Well, I do know that speaking of that, there was a family who did not want to give their son chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was 16 years old, and the state said, you have to give him chemotherapy. He had cancer. And so what he did is, and they'd been treating him for a few years with an organic vegetarian diet and things, and he went and got emancipated and said, Mom, I love you, and this is the best way to, you know, handle this. He went and got emancipated so then he could say no to the state. But they started hassling her when he was 14, and they just held it out for 2 years. But the amount of stress that family had to endure, and I can't imagine that was any good for eliminating his cancer and helping him to have a strong immune system.
Stress doesn't help the treatment of very many diseases.
Right, yeah, I can't. So, look, I wouldn't blame you for not wanting to have chemotherapy. I mean, I'm not saying that all medical procedures are good.
No, I'm not that kind.
Like, some parents will, for instance, not allow their child to have glasses.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm talking about, like this extreme level of, Jesus will solve the problem if
God
it was meant to be solved.
It's God will that your arm be broken.
Right.
Yeah.
So there are parents like that, and they have been punished in these ways by the state. And a lot of people will look at that and say, well, yeah, go get them. They're abusing their kids, and they're hurting their children, and it's horrible how those parents are behaving. But that's a slippery slope, isn't it? Like,
well, you know me. I believe that I own my children until they own themselves.
I don't think that's a completely unreasonable thing to say.
Yeah.
I think that as soon as a child is ready to grow up and take responsibility for itself, it should be able to make that choice.
Well, mm-hmm. I guess you own parts and behaviors at a certain time. At this point, you know, at one point I was able to, I decided when Jack got his diaper changed and when he didn't. Now he has some decision making capability in there. He's trying to use the potty.
But if he makes a mess over at my house, and I say, Jack, you need to clean this up, and he doesn't clean it up, I get to come to you and say, dude.
Yeah, well, that much is true.
Yeah.
Because he's not a 3-year-old.
Yeah,
so
and that's how I kind of define ownership, is whether or not, first of all, you're able to take responsibility for your
behavior.
Who's
responsible?
Absolutely.
Ownership is defined by control and responsibility.
Yeah.
I would concur with that. Let me see if I can wrap this article up here real quick. So the author here, Mike Adams from naturalnews.com, said, if asked, whether this regarding families that are vegan, if asked, just tell them you feed your baby a balanced diet that includes a little bit of meat, a little bit of cheese, and so on. Am I suggesting you lie to Child Protective Services? Of course I am. Telling these people the truth, that you follow a strict plant-based diet that is rich in raw nutrients, could get your children kidnapped and taken away while you're thrown in prison for 30 years.
So true.
Yeah, there are times when lying to the state is absolutely necessary to protect your family, and this is clearly one of those times.
Don't feel bad about it. They lie to you all the time.
Right.
Well, not only that, it's none of their business.
Yeah.
Quite simply.
So remember this. The state doesn't check all the other dead babies with their nutritional deficiencies, do they? They only check the babies of parents who say they're vegans. If they actually autopsied other babies and children who died of cancer, for example, they'd probably find their bodies are full of toxic chemical additives that are processed from foods that are from processed foods and meats. They'd probably find evidence of damage from aspartame or MSG, too, but they're not interested in any of that.
Yeah, so again, the issue for me here is this. The really scary part is the slippery slope. The idea that that if you don't like some sort of way that parents are raising their children, whether it be that they're not getting them the medical care you think they need, or whether it be that they're not feeding them the things that you think they should be fed, or whether they're not going to, you know, be put to sleep on time, time you think they should be put to sleep, or whether they're, they're engaging in breastfeeding at too late of an age, or whatever the issue is, if you advocate to try to control parents and how they, you know, what decisions they can make regarding their child and how they're brought up, then eventually don't be surprised if the state comes around someday to come after you mm-hmm. for something that you do with
That's
your children.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't be shocked. Let's go to your phone calls. Michael's in Wyoming. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Michael Dean, long-time listener, first-time caller. How you doing?
Great, Michael. What's on your mind tonight?
Was that a real political ad you just played?
We're in the middle of a show segment, so I'm not sure what political ad.
Oh, no, he's probably talking about the spoof ones that we have.
Okay, it was awesome.
You're talking about during one of our breaks?
Yeah, it was a guy saying, I'm a sociopath, and I think I should be able to represent you, so you should vote for me to represent the state
yeah.
I just moved to 18 months ago. I want
That's
to vote
the
for him.
Whitest Kids You Know Clint Webb skit. You can see the full version on YouTube. Just type in Clint Webb. It's actually a little bit longer than the one that we're running.
It was amazing.
Yeah, good
I
stuff.
Loved it. I was just thinking about how you're talking about how they can take away your kids if you're vegan, but at the same time, Obama's nanny czar, Cass Sunstein, wants to make everyone vegetarian. It's like, I don't even know, even if you want to obey the rules, which ones do you obey?
Yeah, it's impossible. It's absolutely true. It is a rabbit warren of rules and mores and just, you know, diktats that they give you.
And it doesn't work both ways. You notice that these parents have been taken by the state against their will, and they're being put in cages potentially up to 30 years. Now, what about the FDA approval of all sorts of things like fluoride that has since been proven to be really bad for you? Are the people that authorized fluoride and other things to be in your diet, are they now going to be jailed because of the birth defects and the, you know, ailments and deaths that
people
have occurred?
Are living a lot longer with and fluoride's been in our diets for quite some time. But, you know, I mean, I think that people should be able to raise their kids how they want.
Mm-hmm. Michael, other thoughts?
A lot of them. I saw an ad on TV yesterday from some concerned parent group that was the whole point of it was support the EPA, and it showed a baby eating dioxin and mercury.
Oh, there you go.
I guess that's what happens if we don't have the alphabet soup government agency.
Right, because all those evil corporations just want to poison your children, and if it weren't for the government, they'd all be dead. Thanks for the call, Michael. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can take control of these airwaves. Hour number two is coming up, and, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything. There's more, actually. So we've got kind of like a vegetable theme here tonight. I've got a story about a Georgia man who's been fined $5,000 for growing too many vegetables. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors want to talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.